Narcan is in the news. It's a drug that counters the effects of an opiate overdose. Since it needs to be injected, it hasn't been available for easy use by the public. But last week, the FDA gave RapidTrack approval to a Narcan injector that could work like an EpiPen does for anaphylactic shock. We were talking about this at WHYY the other day, and I mentioned, well, I'm probably the only person here to have their life saved by Narcan. That sound you heard was the jaws of our reporters hitting the table in unison. I don't want to say they regard me as so straight-laced that I have never had so much as an overdose of craft beer, but well, they do. So I told them the story. Then they told me I should tell you. So here goes. I am prone to kidney stones. These little buggers deliver incomparable distress. So one time when a kidney stone hit, I went to see my primary doc. To my delight, he gave me morphine. When stones happen, sister morphine is your best friend. But this shot wore off quickly. I went to a local hospital, which shall remain nameless. There, ER doctors gave me another dose of morphine, an overdose, as it turned out. My blood pressure crashed. My legs flopped about wildly on the gurney. ER staff raced in with the crash cart while my wife cried in the corner. Sister M and I thought this all hilarious. I said, "What's the problem, everybody? I'm fine. I'm fine." Enter Narcan. The crisis passed, and a few hours later, so did the stone. My wife later tried to convey to me just how serious my situation had been, but I didn't get it. Fast forward a year. I wrote an opinion piece on the raging medical malpractice controversy, and the essay was not friendly to the medical profession. Days later, a handwritten letter from a doctor arrived. It went something like this. Dear Mr. Sotulo, I understand how you might have a particular viewpoint on malpractice, since I was there in the ER the day we almost killed you. But I'd urge you not to let personal experience poison your objectivity. Almost killed you. Those words took a while to sink in. There, but for the grace of Narcan, go I. So I, for one, am very glad the FDA fast-tracked this new auto-injection device. Still kicking, I'm Chris Sotulo.